A good evening, Hopkins Junior High School Jazz Ensemble. This is Oren Cross. I'll be one of your three performance adjudicators here tonight at the CMEA Bass Section Jazz Festival. This is Jazz West, and we're at Aragon High School on Friday, January 31st, 2014. Look forward to hearing your group. I don't think I've ever heard your jazz group, so looking forward to it. Best of luck. Yeah, nice start, nice swing feel, clean, not trying to do too much with it. Drummer, I'd like a little more shuffle feel. Nice unison sound. Yeah, drummer, not too much with your left hand on the snare. This would be a nice spot just for a little rim shot while you're doing with the hi-hat. Nice control. Yeah, trombones, tenor saxes. On the second measure and the fourth measure where you have the dotted quarter, crescendo slightly, and then you go into the note with a drop. Deed up, deed up. Yeah, if you start that a little louder, trombones, tenor, berry, then you can decrescendo into 49 as marked. Yeah, nice blend there. On drops, decide how long they're going to be, both where we end time-wise and where we end pitch-wise. Nice big crescendos in those saxes, trombones, in the backgrounds. Good bass trombone. Nice unison feel here. Yeah. Yeah, saxes, you got to be a little stronger there because the brasses have dropped out. You're carrying the musical idea. So yeah, I know it's written mezzo forte, but it could be stronger in relationship to when the whole band was playing. Good, good. That is a nice, clean reading of the piece. It has a nice swing feel to it. Very careful, but well done, nicely balanced. Great opening chart for the group. I believe in something to settle the group down in that day. Drummer could give us a little more shuffle feeling, huh? And have that feel all the way through for a nice shuffle. Probably you've already done it because it sounds like you have, but I would practice these shuffle very slow, like around a 90. It'll force the band into getting a shuffle feel and also a good swing feel. And then you can gradually speed it up. Also, thank you so much for having One on a Part. I know you have lots of good kids, but One on a Part is the way to go. Good entrance, yeah. Using a nice dog tug. Yeah, trumpets. Third measure, make sure second, third, and fourth are strong because first is up there higher. Yeah, brushes. Use a mixing feeling rather than a slap feeling. You want to slap once in a while. That's usually for faster charts, but more try to get that feel. Oh, nice piano work. Ooh. Yeah, bass, let the tone ring out a little more. Use a vibrato, let the tone ring through. Good, good. Yeah, and solo on the long notes, add a little vibrato to it, give some warmth. Intonation is very solid. A lead trombone, try to get your horn up a little higher, not playing into the back of the lead alto. Yeah, okay. I like what the tenor's doing. She's nice and mellow, easy. You know, even on a written solo like this, where it's just featuring yourself in front of the band, as we call it, fronting the band, you can also do some ornamentation to make it kind of your own. You know, use some passing tones, neighboring tones, ideas like that, ornamentation. Trumpets, lots of support up there. Intonation's pretty good for the four of you playing the same part. Now, here's the vibrato crescendo on the solo. Yeah, even more. There you go. Yeah. Okay, don't back away from those upper notes, tenor. Vibrato. Good job. Okay, yep. You know, ballads, even though the band is playing mostly backgrounds, they're difficult. There's a lot of unison playing, both in pitch and in rhythm. Got to really listen to each other and adjust along as you did. Supporting the lead player all the way through. Drummer, again, work on the brushes to get that mixing sound so that it fills in space. It does a great job because what it does is it gives the feeling of the piece having forward motion, which is exactly, you know, what you want. You want a slow ballad with a forward moving all the way through. Okay, a favorite of lots of people here now, huh? The old Herbie Hancock. And some good solid funk. A band, I like your overall individual sound, and as a result, then your ensemble sound. It really is nice. It's pleasant to hear. Yeah, long, short, long, short. And the second note actually is slightly accented. A funky, funky, dark, dark sound. Yeah, very, very sax and bass trombone. Both got a good sound. Be a little funkier attitude. Dida, dida, da, da. Okay, electric bass, you are very important here. Yeah, you're laying down the feel of the piece. So really do it. Yeah, almost, not a slap bass, but almost that feel. This is where your band is so clean and so neat that there's a little problem here because you don't get down and dirty enough. Yeah, drummer, listen to as much funk as you can. You know, great things to listen to for the group are when you get the demonstrator CDs and pick a funk piece there and listen to that because they're usually very good musicians. And you get a good feel of the sound you're after, the style. One thing you find is funk is that it's very, very repetitive. Therefore, you have to give it the difference. Ta-da. Yeah, that boy. Good. Good trombone solo, right in with the feeling of the piece. Okay, lay it back, don't let it rush, don't let it, always it should be a feeling of lazy attitude. All right, same idea. Don't try to make too much out of it, but just keep the attitude there. Yeah, drummer, gotta break it up a little bit. This place where you go. That bass line down and dirty. Yeah, trumpets and alto first tenor. Two measures before the end, you all have to cut off right at exactly the right spot so the other instruments then take the 3/8 notes leading into the final measure. You know, of all the charts you played, that one was probably the weakest, but I mean this almost favorably because the group is so well-schooled, so clean and neat that almost the funk doesn't work. And that's good because that means that's the kind of thing you need to work on, to listen to, listen for a style. Great band, just wonderful musicians, well-schooled in what they're doing. The swing piece, your opening bars were just very, very impressive. I went, wow, this is cool. So now carry that over into every style you play. As I say, great musicians, well-taught, well-rehearsed. Listening to one another, blend and balance usually is quite good. So just keep up this good work and keep developing now your different styles. I didn't hear you in a lot, and I'd like to hear you do that too sometime, because I want you now to broaden yourself to a really versatile band. Thanks so much for playing for us, and thank you for coming to the festival today. Best of luck for the rest of the semester.